Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at shack.org.
Please do welcome Daniel Jobim and John Pizzarelli.
Eu quis amar, mas tive medo. E quis salvar meu coração. Mas o amor sabe um segredo. O medo pode matar o seu coração.
Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, água de beber, camarada. Água de beber, camarada. Água de beber. Água de beber, camarada.
There from John Pizzarelli and Daniel Jobim here celebrating the release of their CD. Tell us all about this, John. Where did this whole idea come from?
I did a tour of Brazil last year. Mm-hmm. That was really successful. It was really fun and well attended. It was just really enjoyable. And on the way back, my manager said to me, you know, you should think about revisiting the Bossa Nova thing. It was quite special what was going on there. So Daniel and I had done two-week runs at the Carlisle about 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so after looking up what would be a good anniversary, I saw that it was the 50th anniversary of the Sinatra and Jobim collaboration, and a lot of those things we knew already.
Right.
So I said, let's make that record. We have the material. We should make it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, by 67, Sinatra was well into his brash, loud Las Vegas persona. So that was a real departure for him to get quiet.
It was amazing, you know, that he, just met the requirement to mm-hmm. be there with Tom Jobim, and just to have those two guys together in a studio, you know, this amazing, one of the top singers of the American Songbook, and the, one of the greatest writer of the Brazilian Songbook, mm-hmm. And getting together and making this fantastic record was sort of special. At the same time that the Beatles were releasing Sgt. Pepper's mm-hmm. in 1967.
Exactly, yeah.
Which beat out the Sinatra Jobim record for the Grammy.
Right, yeah.
It's a little just trivia barely. There. For
So with this wealth of material to work with, how where do you start? Where do you start picking? Well, we should do that, we should do that, do that one.
I picked a lot of things from the record. I liked the idea that there were American standards, mm-hmm. like I Concentrate on You and Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, Change Partners and Dance, as well as some of the Mount Rushmore songs that are from Tom Jobim's songbook. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it would be great to also include things that, there's a song called Two Kites that Tom Jobim wrote that was recorded in 1979, that at least on Terra Brasilius, right? And then, so I thought that would be a good one to include just to see what else was going on, not just to stay in one place, right. but to sort of move around. And I wrote two songs for the record also, and then we included Michael Frank's beautiful homage to Tom Jobim called Antonio's Song.
Great. And so it is called Sinatra and Jobim at 50, and it's out today.
It's out today. Yay. Buy in bulk.
That's great. Oh, it's so wonderful to have you both here. Let's have another song. What shall we
sure.
have?
Sure. Since we do have Daniel Jobim at the piano, would you mind playing Two Kites?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go. And by the way, have you forgotten to say where you live, what's your name, or what you do? In case you're free, we can go, you and me, to the zoo. And may I ask you what to do with your days, with your nights, with your time, with your life? Suppose I dare to ask, what are you doing tonight? If you were free, I can lend you these wings for a flight. Haven't we met? I can't remember, but yet I could swear I have seen you before. But if you're scared of my boat, I can take you ashore. Or would you rather catch the wind that blows steady and pulls to the high open sea? You are the force, that irresistible might, that creates in me the power of flight. We hear kites in the sky, we can fly, we can fly, we can fly, we can fly. I get a flash of your thigh like a spy in the sky. I see thy heavenly thighs in the skies there where the sea meets the sky, you and me, you and I. Give me a moment just to finish this brew, to undo the voodoo that kept you away For so long. This rose, and you give me a kiss. La 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 la. Suppose we take off our clothes and we plunge in the sea, and just dismiss with a kiss the petite bourgeoisie. Can't remember, but yet I could swear I have seen you before. But if you're scared of my boat, I can take you ashore. Or would you rather catch the wind that blows steady and pulls to the high open sea? You are the force, that irresistible might, that creates in me the power of flight. We are kites in the sky, we can fly, we can fly, we can fly, we can fly. See thy heavenly thighs in the skies, there where the scene of the sky, you and me, you and I. La 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 la
John Pizzarelli and Daniel Jobim on a live studio session here on 88.5 KNKX. Now, if that was an example, prime example of a charming Jobim tune, I mean charming. Thank you. That was so wonderful.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
He played that lick all the time on the road. We went out. We were here 12 years ago, and we did a big tour all around, and he would always go, boom, jah, doom, jah, doom, jah, doom. And I'd say, oh, I love that. Play that again. Play that again. And as it turned out, when he was 6 years old, he would say that to his grandfather. Play that song again. Play that. I love that song, Two Kites.
When he came back with the record, when he recorded Terra Brasilis, was the first song, I think, on one of the, was four, a double record, right?
Right.
So I was very young, and I would say, oh, put this, play Two Kites. So every time he would see me, he would start.
So when did you two first meet?
We met when I made the first record in 2004, which was called Bossa Nova, which sort of was a tribute to João Gilberto on a record that he had made called Amoroso.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing Girl from Ipanema on the record. I had played it, if you have a minute for the story.
Sure.
When I first went to Brazil for the Free Jazz Festival in 96, I was at a trio. I had a trio, Ray Kennedy and Martin, my brother, and myself. And we played, and we had an arrangement of Girl from Ipanema. And I said, oh, let's not get ourselves in trouble here. And then we came back the next year and played Bourbon Street in São Paulo the first night. And there were photographers, and it was jammed. It was really crazy, and it was wonderful. And at the end of the night, we were just played all these American standards, and this photographer in the front said, Ipanema. And I went, oh, boy. Well, okay. Yeah. And so we started to play it. And then when after I would sing it in English, there's a middle part we would go, we'd play this little shout chorus. And then everybody went, oi, leki kois. Everybody started to sing it. And I was like, oh, my God. This was a group singing on a very high level.
Yeah.
Which rivaled the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So I said, well, I wanted to sort of recreate that. And I was thinking of getting my Brazilian friends in New York together and all this. And Russ Teitelman, the producer of the record, said, Daniel Jobim's here. I said, well, let's get him to do it. He can represent Brazil. And then we became fast friends. And we toured. And then we've kept in touch over all these years.
Well, you work really, really well together.
Oh, thank you.
So it's wonderful. Daniel, tell us about growing up Jobim.
Well, every day he was rehearsing and I would be there going with him. Even when he was doing shows with, I don't know, Vinicius de Moraes in the 70s, I would go alone very young. And one day he called me on stage. I was in the backstage sitting like in a chair. And so it was the first time I went there in the middle. So, but the light came in my eyes and I couldn't see anybody. It was a big, Canecão was a big place. I couldn't see anybody. So I ran back. Scared me a little bit. But after that, I'm still going to the light. I don't know. It was good. So,
but even the guys in the band say how he has absorbed his grandfather's piano playing and, mm-hmm. and all that. So when we talk about it, we're always saying, I say, I'll follow you no matter what you do.
He wouldn't let me leave. Always he would call me, oh, come to the rehearsal. And so just looking at the way, you know, he would play. And he would say, the most important thing is the touch. And he would say, it tells, you know, who you are. And so.
it's very true. It's very true. So John and I were talking a little bit earlier about how different the English lyrics to Tom Jobim songs are very, very different from the Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And are you doing something about that?
Well, he started writing his own English lyrics. So Waters of March he wrote completely because
in both languages.
He didn't like the first versions.
Right.
And so he started doing himself and it worked because it's a hard Waters of March.
He
got all the dictionaries and he made a special lyric there. I don't know. He took out He took the Latin words out. And he wanted a really Anglo-Saxonic lyric.
So, and again, of this great body of work, do you have any absolute favorite?
Oh, I don't know. It's so many. Hundreds, right? I don't know. Each time, sometimes it's just a note. I'm reading something that he wrote, and there's a little joke there. So I can see him laughing.
That's wonderful.
Well, when Duduca da Fonseca, whose wife sang with Tom Jobim, who's playing, Duduca's playing with us, but they talk about the music all the time, and it's amazing, all the songs. And it's not just the ones that we know, like that I know, but then you start to mention this other things like Surfboard and Urubu and Double Rainbow and all and you talk about them all the time. It's amazing how many songs are out there.
And many classical pieces too. Yeah. Some albums, I don't know, Urubu had half was classical instrumental and half was
Machita Pereira too.
Machita Pereira,
Wow. Yeah, you do have an awful lot to choose from. Choose another one for us.
John.
Well, should we do our little duet? I'll do Meditation and you do Quiet Nights.
Okay.
On 88.5 KNKX. Fitzarelli and Daniel Jobim. Wow. Okay, so the CD is out. It's Sinatra and Jobim at 50, and it is wonderful. I played a couple things from it this week, and I'm really, really enjoying it.
Thank you.
It's an absolute delight to have you here for a studio session. Let's have one more tune.
Each one she passes goes, ah, oh, can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly, but each day as she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in. When she passes, I smile, but she doesn't
Olha
see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço a caminho do mar.
John Pizzarelli, Daniel Jobim, thank you so much for being here.